It's the Big Show on 3BA 102.3. More music, more variety, more Ballarat.
From Celebrity Lane with the Big Show Entertainment Report, Jaden Forster, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, PT.
How are we?
I'm not doing too bad, actually. I'm glad it's Friday, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's been another long week, hasn't it?
It has indeed.
Yeah. Hey, Jaden, Elton John and his ex-wife have settled a little legal dispute. What's this been over?
Yes, so this concerns his ex-wife, Renata Blowey, who he married here in Australia back in the mid-80s. And then, of course, they were only together for about 4 years before they split up in the late 80s. And he, of course, later came out and everybody moved on with their life. But as you do when you're writing a memoir, you reflect on various chapters of your life. And basically in the memoir and in his particular subsequent movie, Rocketman, the biopic, he mentions details of their marriage and they featured in the movie too. They were mostly just about their wedding day and his unhappiness at the time. Nothing rude, nothing disrespectful, but she was upset by that, so took him to court seeking damages for apparent breaches to the terms of their divorce agreement. And also as well, because of all of the press interest that followed, she said that that exacerbated her mental health. Long story short, we fast forward, say, 6 months or so. They've now settled that dispute, and Elton has reportedly agreed to fork out just over $5 million in damages, pretty much pocket money for Elton John, really. But agreed to fork out that cash and agreed not to discuss their relationship ever again.
Yes, that wedding was one of the smoke and mirrors weddings of the 20th century, I reckon. Now, sadly, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, one of the stars of one of the great American comedies has passed away, and I'm talking about the comedy called Two and a Half Men.
Yes, Conchita Ferrell. She was Berta on Two and a Half Men. Remember her? She played the real grouchy housekeeper on the show.
I do.
She was a terrible maid. You'd never hire her as a maid. She was a dodgy housekeeper. But she was a very, very funny character, that typical wisecracking character that you see in all of the big American sitcoms. She did a lot of theatre work and then a few minor TV roles and that before Two and a Half Men came along, but that was really the big ticket item that made her a household name. But look, over the last 10 months or so, it's really been an ordeal for her. Earlier in the year, she had a kidney infection that led to blood poisoning, and then just a few months ago, she had a heart attack, which unfortunately led to her death on Wednesday at the age of 77 years of age. So last couple of days and today, we take our hat off to the great Conchita Ferrell.
Yep, may she rest in peace. A Melbourne theatre duo has scored a string of noms for the upcoming Tony Awards, Jaden.
Yes, this is massive. It's two Aussies from Melbourne. People may be familiar with them. It's Jerry Ryan and Carmen Pavlovich, the two behind the Global Creatures company that did King Kong, Muriel's Wedding. They poured tens of millions of dollars into King Kong to rework that and get it to Broadway after its run here in Melbourne. But overnight, the Tony Award nominations were announced in New York, and their musical Moulin Rouge, it's the first Aussie musical to originate on Broadway before it comes here next year, picked up 14 Tony nominations. And they're not just any nominations, they're all the top gongs, like Best Musical, Best Direction, Best Book, Best Choreography, Leading Actor, Actress, Featured Actor, Actress, and then all of the Lighting and Costume Design Awards. So a lot of big gongs that they could be in the running for. Of course, everybody here in Melbourne and around Australia knows that we do theatre exceptionally well. So I think we're in for a pretty good chance to take out those awards when they're handed out later in the year.
Yeah, good luck to them. And to wrap up the Big Show Entertainment reports, Jaden, why is John Jarrett in hotel quarantine in Queensland?
Well, he flew up from Sydney to Queensland on Wednesday. My information is that he is up there to film a new movie, an Aussie horror movie that's set to get underway or set to start production in early November. It's called The Possessed, and as the name does suggest, it's based on the true or real life story of an exorcist who does all sort of dark and wacky things. Obviously a very gritty role. He's going to take that on alongside the former Hey Dad star Simone Buchanan when they start filming that in early November, as I said. So he'll serve out his 2 weeks, 14 days quarantine up there in Queensland, and then they'll get to work. And the movie's actually due for release mid-next year, all things going according to plan. So it's a pretty quick turnaround.
Looking forward to that. I'm a big fan of horror movies, especially Exorcism. Once The Exorcist, probably one of my favourite horror movies from the past. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, thank you so much for the Big Show Entertainment Report. And here's hoping that Dan allows you to walk a little further than 5Ks after Sunday's trip to the podium.
Hopefully.
Take care of yourself.